Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
World famous K-Rock, Kevin Kenny. We got our first guest of the evening. Little Dusty G's in the house. What's up, dude?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Dude, first time ever on the radio for you, and you don't first do a ton of interviews, so thank you for doing this.
This is my first interview ever.
Really?
Ever.
Yeah. I hit you up on social, and I was just like, dude, I dig your stuff, because, you know, like, we're on alternative rock, alternative radio station, alt, whatever you want to call it, right, on K-Rock, and bro, you like really truly make alternative music. And I say that because you take influences from so many different tracks. Like, you know, you've got songs that kind of have a country tinge to it. We'll talk about the Texas roots in a second. But then you also got stuff that now the new stuff, like in between the song we're going to play on K-Rock tonight, I'm getting like almost like a 21 Pilots. Like, we play this new kid, Boy with Uke, on the show. Like, it's kind of that pocket now. So you, to me, like, embody the new alternative.
Hell yeah. Dude, thank you for saying that.
No, for real.
Yeah. That's why I'm just trying to make things that are different.
Yeah, and things you feel, I'm
exactly,
sure.
Exactly, yeah, of course.
So you're from Dallas, Texas, just outside?
I'm originally from Florida.
Oh, you are? Where in Florida?
I was born in Boca Raton.
Oh, yeah, I know it well. I'm going down there next week.
Oh, hell
yeah. Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's where I grew up in, like,
A1A. Parkland. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I'm going to be at Beach Palace. So you're in Florida, and Florida's a great another like breeding ground for just alternative artists, a bunch of great rock bands that came out of there. So then you moved to Texas at some point.
Yeah, about like 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah,
you spent some time there.
Yeah, and that's like where I started like releasing music and stuff.
Right. And then like you know, there's all these bios online. Who knows how like accurate any of this is, but I guess you started making music like 2017, 2018, and it was sort of like deemed like emo rap at the time.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I was still doing like the Spanish-y kind of like narcos kind of stuff, but yeah, it was definitely like emo.
I used to work at Billboard when that all was breaking, and like Nothing Nowhere is an artist that's been on the show a bunch, and it's like we just didn't know what to call it, so all these like old people called it emo rap, right? It's like, well, I guess there's trap drums, it has to be rap music.
I kind of
right?
hate that name.
Oh dude, I'm so glad we're like past that era of just that name. Exactly. And you can get appreciated for what you truly are, which I think is an alternative artist. We got a lot more with Lil Dusty G coming up. He's at Lil Dusty G on social. We're gonna play his record In Between, which I think you're gonna fall in love with. Lil Dusty G's in the house. First ever interview, first ever radio interview.
Yeah.
And we're very grateful that he chose K-Rock to do it on. And you were just asking, you're like, dude, have the gorillas been here? It's kind of cool to work at K-Rock, because the answer is yes to everybody, like everybody on this playlist. We're about to play the new one from the Chili Peppers. It's like they've been here countless times. Now Dusty G's here.
Crazy.
We were talking off air about, like, you know, you make music. If you're driving around and you're listening to K-Rock right now and you're going to check out Lil Dusty G, it's going to run the gamut in terms of sounds, especially you go over the catalog from 2017, 2018 to now. But you grew up like really liking a lot of bands. What kind of bands did you listen to in growing up?
All kinds of stuff. Like, I mean, when I was younger, like mostly just 90s stuff. Like,
yeah,
like Smashing Pumpkins, like Soundgarden. Radiohead is like probably my favorite band.
Really?
Like, all time.
Do you have a favorite Radiohead song that comes to mind? Like, why? I mean, there's so many to choose
there's
from.
There's so many. Yeah,
I like Fake Plastic Trees.
Yeah, that's a
that
classic.
One gets
that's
me,
a
man.
Classic. Yeah, probably like, I can't even decide. There's so many. Probably like Iron Lung.
Okay.
Iron Lung.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah. Like top three. Yeah, I can't choose the most favorite, but like top three. Yeah.
What do you think it is about the 90s? Because it always comes up, and I think about this sometimes, but there's just something so raw about that time period in music. I mean, across the board, no matter what the genre is.
I know. Everything was going on then.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like maybe like before the internet, we were just like, I don't know, more authentic people or something. I think about this a lot.
True.
You know, like no matter how old somebody is, it's like the 90s connects with them.
Yeah.
You know?
It was before the iPhone.
Yeah, exactly. Damn the iPhone. All right, well, we're going to play Lil Dusty G's brand new song called In Between that I think you're going to fall in love with. If you're a fan of 21 Pilots, Boy With You, can we play on the show a lot? It's kind of that pocket. It's kind of that vibe. But, of course, it's all Lil Dusty G. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Kenny. Lil Dusty G still hanging out live in the studio. We're about to play his song In Between, which if you're a fan of 21 Pilots or Boy With You, the newer artist we play, I think you're going to love this song In Between. It's never been played on the radio before, let alone K-Rock, and you're going to hear it first here coming up in a matter of moments. But you got a pretty substantial cosign in the world of music. You got a song out called Preached with Marshmello, which doesn't sound like a Marshmello song. I mean, he's very talented as far as like his musicology and his taste in music. It ranges and it's very versatile. But how did you meet Marshmello?
It's literally over Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, he just DM'd me on Instagram. He's like, I really like your music. Like, and we just wanted to talk and we just linked up and we just like kicked it for a while. And yeah, he was like, he talked to me about his label, Polar Culture.
Yeah.
And he was like, I want to sign you. And that was it.
Wow. Now, are you one of his first signings on Polar Culture?
Yeah. It's mainly a producer label. I'm the only artist.
Oh, wow.
As of right now, yeah.
So what made you want to sign with Marshmello?
Just the way he approached it and just the way he like, how passionate he was about my music. You can just tell he really doesn't, because he doesn't need like the money.
He's yeah, not yeah, in it for of the course, money. Of course.
He's really just trying to like help me because he really just liked my music.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's not like a major label or anything.
Yeah.
It was sick. And he understands because he's like an artist too.
Yeah, so for sure.
Like, yeah, it worked perfectly.
That's awesome. So that song is called Preached, if you want to check that out on your own time. We're going to play this. So that's the first song that I found of yours, and we were talking about that off the air, and then that made me a fan of yours because that song sounds so interesting. And then the song we're about to play called In Between, like just out of here. I mean, when I heard that, I was like, dude, I love this kid. So what can you say about In Between before we press play on K-Rock?
It's a 2-minute song that I made about 8 months ago, and...
Did you make it quick? Was it a quick one?
It was pretty quick.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, laid down like the bass line and everything and then recorded the vocals like the next day.
Wow.
And yeah.
Okay, so this is you on bass?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I produced the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so self-produced and it's called In Between. For the first time ever on the radio and the world famous K-Rock, it's Lil Dusty G with In Between. Yeah. Let's call it what it is. The world famous world premiere on K-Rock. That was In Between from Lil Dusty G. He is at Lil Dusty G on social. Also check out Preach featuring Marshmello, which is a great song that I also dig. Anything else? Anything you're working on right now you can tease?
I have an EP coming out soon, but I did just release my album. It's called Undergrowth. That's okay. What In Between is on and Preached.
Okay.
And I just released that like a month ago.
Undergrowth. Okay.
Yeah.
Right
one
on.
Word. Yeah.
Dude, thanks so much for coming by.
Dude, thank you for having me.
Lil Dusty G, everybody.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.